If you're a regular Michigan radio listener, chances are you've become familiar with the term PFAS. PFAS are a family of chemicals used in a variety of products, including nonstick cookware and waterproofing treatments. The chemicals are also linked to serious health issues, including cancer, and they've been showing up in water sources across the state. That has raised questions about what level of PFAS is safe for human consumption. State Senator Winnie Brinks of Grand Rapids has introduced legislation to try to address that, and she joins me now. Senator Brinks, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the basics of this legislation. What specifically would your proposal do if it becomes law?
So my proposal would establish a maximum contamination level of allowable PFAS in drinking water of 5 parts per trillion, specifically 2 chemicals, PFOS and PFOA. That we have the most information about at this point.
For those 2 common types of PFAS, PFOA and PFOS, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has a health advisory level of 70 parts per trillion. How did you arrive at the 5 parts per trillion figure that's in your legislation?
I've spent a lot of time looking at the latest research, and in particular, there's a lot of good work out of Harvard University that talks about much lower levels. And if you continue to look at other work in other states, as well as out of other universities, it's pretty clear that the trend is that 70 parts per trillion is not protective of human health, particularly vulnerable populations, small children, pregnant women. So we need to make sure that we're doing a better job. So my legislation reflects that.
Along the lines of what you're saying, there was a federal report that said the number 70 parts per trillion might be as much as 4 times too high. And a Trump administration aide tried to hide that report. What are the latest indications about what the federal government might do about PFAS, if anything?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. We've been pushing as a state. Both sides of the aisle have asked for more action from the EPA and more protection and more guidance. The federal government moves pretty slowly, and I think it's our responsibility to take action at the state level and not wait for the federal government to take care of it.
Senator Brinks, you won election to the state Senate in November after serving in the House. You introduced similar legislation there last year when you were in the House. You're a Democrat. The proposal didn't get any traction in the Republican-controlled legislature. The state House and Senate are still both controlled by Republicans. Why might the bill have a better chance this time around?
There are people living in districts represented by Republicans and Democrats that are impacted by water contamination from these chemicals. And I'm hopeful that because it's not an election year and that we know who's going to be sitting in the chairs in the legislature and, importantly, in the governor's office, that we will see a little more political will to actually take up this issue and to really work for substantive solutions.
Before he left office, Governor Rick Snyder signed a bill into law that prohibits the state from setting stricter environmental standards than the federal government unless there is a clear and convincing need. That legislation is under review by the new Attorney General, Dana Nessel. But if that law stands, how does that affect your chances of passing this new bill?
Well, I think it certainly makes it a little bit more difficult, but I do think that there's plenty of evidence for us to make the case. If that's what we need to do, that's what we're going to do.
You are from Grand Rapids, as I mentioned earlier, and the suspected PFAS pollution in Kent County by the shoemaker Wolverine Worldwide was one of the first cases of contamination to really get attention in Michigan. There have also been problems in Parchment in Kalamazoo County. What are you hearing from people in West Michigan as the word about the dangers of PFAS spread?
I'm, you know, hearing a lot of disappointment and distrust. These are things that are impacting people's ability to do business, their ability to have confidence in the water that they're giving their children. And so this is pollution that has been accumulating over decades, and we're starting to realize just how dangerous it really is. So we need to take that new information and respond accordingly. And so that includes approaching things, not just drinking water, but about the disposal of these chemicals in wastewater treatment plants. I think it's incumbent upon us to take those concerns seriously and to really respond to our constituents in a productive way.
Senator Brinks, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.
Winnie Brinks represents Michigan's 29th Senate District in West Michigan.